Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another day of Fire on the Earth. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, we're talking this week about faith, in particular, taking our point of departure, the passage we received on Sunday, we read on Sunday at Mass, from Hebrews chapter 11. And the passage is focused on Abraham, but the entire chapter of Hebrews 11, I encourage you to read it. It's a very upbuilding, inspiring, and challenging chapter. The writer of Hebrews gives us a chronology and tells the story of the patriarchs, many of the patriarchs of the Old Testament, and how they lived out faith and how they trusted God and how they stepped out on God's command into directions and moving toward things that were unseen to them. They didn't know exactly where God was sending them. They didn't know where it all was going to end, but they bet everything on the Lord and on His promises. Faith is not only the beginning of our life with God, responding to His initiative, His revelation to us. It's the doorway. It's the way to salvation for us. We say yes to God by grace. What does Ephesians chapter 2 says? By grace, we are saved through faith. It's God's gift to us, but we have to respond to it, and God's grace helps us respond to it, to see it, to say yes to it, and abandon ourselves to it. So faith is a precious, precious treasure, and it is the beginning and the foundation of our relationship with God, the God who wants to be known, who wants us to seek Him so that He can be found. He wants us to go in our journey here in this world to walk with Him. He put us here. He designed us. He made us, each one of us, uniquely with a unique calling and a unique purpose. And each one of us has a capacity to respond to God in a way that nobody else can. I mean, in the unique way, according to the unique persons that each one of us is. God made you to be in relationship with Him. And that relationship is built on faith. Faith is, as we said yesterday, a profound assurance that the one who has engaged us, the one who we've encountered, is real. He's great. He's mighty. He's good. He's trustworthy, utterly, utterly trustworthy. That He's loving. His plans for us are good. And that literally the full meaning of our lives, of your life and mine here on earth, is tied up in our relationship with Him. And whether or not we're going to be a success in this world or we're going to live a fulfilled life is connected totally to our relationship with Him and how we walk out that relationship in faith. And so Abraham for us is this great example. And I'm not going to reread the passage from Hebrews chapter 11, but I'd like to go back to Romans chapter 4, where Paul speaks about Abraham in the same way that Hebrews chapter 11 did. Again, I encourage you to read that entire chapter from Hebrews chapter 11 because it's so good. It's so encouraging. And what it shows us is that each of the patriarchs lived in a way where they looked upward to heaven and they looked forward to the future of where God was leading them in their mission on earth, the purpose that He called them to here on earth. But they were able to say yes and to begin to move toward that future and that purpose here on earth because they encountered the one they knew they could trust, but also they saw beyond that future event here on earth and they looked up. Their eyes, their gaze was toward God, and God put in their hearts, each one of them, a longing for the absolute of home, heaven, basically, life with God, being united to God. And each of them was an alien, a stranger, a pilgrim, a nomad of faith, whatever words you want to put on it, that's how they lived on earth. And many of them didn't see the absolute fulfillment of the promise here on earth, but they all ultimately would receive the full promise of being with God in heaven forever. God would fulfill the promise He gave to them, but each of them, not every one of them, sought themselves and experienced it here on earth, but God fulfilled it, but gave them the satisfaction of the ultimate longing of their heart, which was to be able to receive the promise of living with God and seeing the face of God. So here's Paul from Romans chapter 4, describing Abraham, starting with verse 16. He said, "That is why it depends on faith." He's talking about how Abraham's faith was accounted to him as righteousness. He said, "In order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of us all." And the church echoes that, right, in her teaching. And I think one of the Eucharistic prayers acknowledges Abraham as our father in faith. "As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist." Who's the God who Abraham encountered? He's the God who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist, perfectly revealed in the life and the person of Jesus. Abraham believed when Abraham was called by God to sacrifice his own son Isaac. He trusted God. He knew, even though it's the last thing he wanted to do and it confounded his mind, must have been profoundly difficult for him to even think about such a thing, and to sacrifice Isaac, who actually was the incarnation of the promise of God, the child that was given to a barren wife and to a man who was beyond the capacity to generate a family. Hebrews 11 said it was by faith that Abraham was given the power to generate a family with his wife Sarah, who had been sterile her whole life long, a barren woman. God brought life. In fact, God brought the life of the people of God from that union. It's absolutely astounding. He goes on to say, "In hope, Abraham believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations." He couldn't even be the father of one family. How could he be the father of many nations? How could this all work, especially given his age? Paul goes on to say, "He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God." That's a beautiful, there's a set of characteristics there of sign of God's work in Abraham and what happens when we say yes to God, even in the face of the impossible or what looks absurd. Number one, Abraham did not weaken in his faith. That means he did not weaken in his assurance and his trust in God. No distrust made him waver concerning the promises of God. It's a good question to ask ourselves. First of all, do we know the promises that God has given to us? Friends, the Bible's filled with promises. There's thousands of promises in the Bible. There's distinct promises Jesus gave to each and every one of us, and that the apostles echo in their letters, and the Psalms are filled with them, that we can rest our entire life, our entire enterprise on. Do we know what these promises are? Have we laid hold of them? And are we pursuing them with a faith that's grounded in assurance? And are we fighting for that heart, the kind of heart that Abraham had, and a will that would not let distrust, doubt? I mean, doubt is going to come in our lives in different ways. But the question is, are we going to camp out there in the doubt? Or are we going to resist the doubt? Are we going to exercise faith? And are we going to stand on the promises of God no matter what the circumstance? That's the story of Abraham and the patriarchs in chapter 11. It's one of the reasons it's so inspiring. Every one of them had their call tested. Every one of them had very difficult circumstances to pass through when things looked hopeless at times even. But they trusted God. That's what this whole life on earth is ultimately about. It's each human being called into a relationship with the one who has made us, with God. And each one of us has a purpose and a calling that we're meant to walk out in trust and in faith and abandonment to God. Jesus said, as I ended yesterday's program, "My sheep hear my voice. They know me." We know Jesus, and if we are attentive to him, we'll hear his voice. I know at a time in my own life when I was graduating from college, I felt God calling me to full-time service in his mission in the life of the church. And I was a guy, so I assumed that was supposed to happen in the priesthood. And so I went to the seminary, took some faith steps in that direction, had a good experience overall while I was there, but discerned out. It wasn't really God's call. There's a whole wonderful story of God's help in helping me understand that. But when I left, I felt called to move to Ann Arbor, Michigan, to be a part of the Word of God community and the work of Ralph Martin and a whole set of people that were out here. And Ann Arbor, in particular, to work on campus with an organization called University Christian Outreach, a little bit like Focus is today, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, or Catholic Christian Outreach of Canada. And I thought I would at least continue the discernment and try to, I knew God was calling me to something, but I didn't know what it was going to look like in terms of a long-term response to him. I knew I was ultimately going to be getting married, but I didn't know when or who or whatever. But I remember when I was trying to make the decision to make the move. All of my family is in Minnesota. That's where I grew up. I didn't really know anybody here in Ann Arbor. I only had read about it. I had made one short visit out here. I had met a few people. But when I got back home and was kind of discerning the call to move out here, there were different ways in which the Lord kept prompting me to move in that direction. But as the promptings got more clear in prayer, as I was listening to him, I could hear his voice. I didn't audibly hear his voice, but different indications and signs and people in my life that thought, yeah, it makes sense as a next step possibly for you. But the idea of leaving my whole family at the time and moving out of Minnesota and the rest of it and moving to Michigan was difficult when it came right down to it. And so as I was, the date was drawing closer to make the move here, I remember praying. I said, "Lord, I need clarity. I need a sign. I need to know it's you." And I was living with a professor friend of mine from the University of St. Thomas and some other students and his family. And I came home one evening and sat down in the living room and I just turned on the television. I had been thinking about the move and kind of going back and forth and wondering, is this God? Is this me? Is it just something I'm trying to create? Even if I am, is it something, do I really want to do this? And I'm sure you've struggled with discerning questions like this. And I turned on the television and there was a commercial. And the commercial was an advertisement for coming to the state of Michigan and enjoying all the beautiful lakes. It was a way of trying to get people not only to move there, but just to vacation there so they could fall in love with the place. And I'll never forget, it was an image of the state of Michigan. The whole state was on the screen. And they had a little jingle that went along with the commercial. And it said, say yes to Michigan, say yes to Michigan, with the big word yes across the screen on top of, you know, the state of Michigan with a big exclamation point after it. And I just had to laugh at how much help I needed from the Lord to say yes. And I have to say, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. I'm still here, and God has blessed and fulfilled so many promises to me in my life. I just want to boast of how good God is and say thank you to him. And friends, each one of us are meant to follow the voice of the Lord and his call in our lives. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.